Well, I was going to talk to Tony today about transportation, but I'm going to talk to you all about it instead. So Tony and I got to ride in Michelle's pretty blue car yesterday in the parade. Thank you, Michelle, for offering that. Or saying yes when I asked. I guess that was more how that went down. Now, what is it that we call the thing that cars drive on?
Roads,
right. Okay. And it has stripes on the edge. I'm going to picture this kind of as a road. And then, have you ever watched an airplane land? Do they land on roads?
Yeah.
Well, a runway.
Yeah.
Runway. It's kind of like a road. There's stripes down the side, sometimes lights.
Yeah.
And then trains. What do trains drive on? Tracks, railroad tracks. So we've got roads, runways, railroad tracks. That's an alliteration there for you, if you like your words that all start the same. Well, so let's think about how big of a city Shasta Lake is. We don't say it's a very big city, but compared to a road, the road that we drove on to go through the city is kind of narrow compared to everything else. So we could pretend this center aisle is a road. Now, Jesus says it works best when we stay on it, the narrow road. And if we go off course, let's just say we crash into things. So it's a good idea to stay on the road. And if we think about the railroad is narrow, all the mountains it goes through are the wide, rocky areas. We think about the airplanes. We don't want them landing off the runway.
No, not a good thing.
Not a good thing. So the center aisle, this road, if we come in to church, it leads us all the way up to the table where Jesus meets us. And Jesus tells us that this narrow way of following him leads to life. Now, it can be kind of a hard way. He doesn't say it's an easy way. It's a hard way. Because the narrow way asks us to think about other people before we think about ourselves. He has been teaching us lots of challenging things like don't get angry at people, don't judge people, don't seek revenge. Don't hurt somebody when they hurt you. We should be kind. We should share what we have. These are all the ways that Jesus says is the narrow way. It leads to life. He also talks about it leading to the cross, which reminds us that it's not easy, that we have to set aside what we want, we sacrifice what we want for the good of others. Now, the wide way that Jesus warns us not to take is the things that are the opposite of that. So being selfish, complaining, bragging about yourself, hoarding your stuff, not sharing. All of those are those stumbling blocks, like if I want to keep everything to myself, you trip and fall. It doesn't lead us to life with God. And so that's a lot of what Jesus is going to talk to us in our message today, in our scripture. And like I said, the tricky part is those things that seem easy, thinking about ourselves, not sharing, not forgiving. Those are the easy, those are the temptations, those are the stumbling blocks. So we're going to dive in with Matthew 7, right away. And Joyce, I think you have the scripture today. We're going to read 7:13 through 20. We are getting to the very end of the Sermon on the Mount. We have one more section after today.
Matthew 7:13 through 20. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow. and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, highway to hell. That's a bit dramatic. The Greek is closer to saying the path of destruction is wide. That works. Highway to Hell, that's a little more musical, maybe, depending on your musical taste. But Jesus is honest here. The narrow road is not easy. And I simplified it in a bit in my introduction, expecting kids. But what is the narrow way? Jesus told us exactly that last week. We ended with verse 12, and verse 12 is this. Do to others what you would like them to do to you. That is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. And then he says, enter by the narrow gate. That is the narrow gate. Do to others what you want done to you. Or the golden rule, as we call it. We know Jesus' focus is on love. Loving God and loving neighbor. Everything that we witness, everything we read, all the decisions we make need to be filtered through that lens. When you read scripture, ask, how does this help me love better? If you're not sure, grapple with it some more. And if you're still not sure, set it aside. It might not be something that's useful to us now. If you witness someone claiming to be a follower of Jesus, and their actions are not loving, then you found out what he means by a wolf in sheep's clothing, or a bad tree producing bad fruit. We cannot claim Jesus as our king, the one whom we follow, the one who gets our loyalty above everything else, if we don't do as he says. Love your neighbor. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That is the narrow road. We can't claim to be a Christian nation while refusing to feed people. We can't claim to be a Christian nation when we prioritize our money on bombs and destruction rather than healing the world. We can't be Christians when we want to seek revenge, either personally or politically. And we aren't being Christian if we gloat over someone else's hardship. Or even just say, oh, they get what they deserve, or they've earned this. But that's how many people who claim to be Christian talk. And we all fall into the wide path occasionally. I'm not saying that Christians are going to be perfectly walking that narrow path. Nobody's perfect. But what matters is what we do consistently over time, the practices we come back to. The actions we come back to. That's how we grow our fruit. I noticed quite a while back in my spiritual journey that it seemed like churches tried to make the narrow road about stringent rules. Almost exclusively rules about our bodies and intimacy. Sometimes they'll throw in topics like marriage and divorce, abortions, whatever the hot topic of the time period is, but it almost always includes how people are using their bodies. And most often this passage is quoted not when someone wants to confess how they have gone off the path, but when someone wants to point out how somebody else, they think, has gone off the path. how what they perceive as sin in someone else, and then they'll say they are on the path. They're on the highway to hell. They're on the path of destruction. And so they make the road narrow by their own standards. And sometimes it's silly things, you know, how to dress, whether you wear makeup or jewelry, whether you have tattoos or not, whether you can dance or not. They pull some scriptures from the Old Testament out of context and apply it, but they're never what Jesus calls the weightier matters of the law, mercy and justice. Jesus says the narrow path is the path of doing for others what you would want them to do for you. Wide is the path that leads to destruction. Then is any path that takes you away from loving others. So here's a conundrum that I think trips a lot of people up. God's love, as seen in Jesus, is broad. As one of our hymns goes, your love, O God, is broad like beach and meadow, wide as the wind and our eternal home. Can you remember it? The broadness of a beach? Endlessness in some places. And how wide is the wind? Have we ever measured that? Kind of is everywhere. This love of God is seen in Jesus broadly reached out to all those that the temple authorities or the church at the time had cut off as unclean, unworthy. He ate with the prostitutes and the tax collectors. He even had tax collectors in his group of disciples. And those were some of the most despised and sometimes some of the most despicable people in his time. Jesus welcomed the little children, even though the disciples said, oh, don't let them bother him. He reached out and healed people who had chronic conditions in a time when chronic conditions were seen as what someone deserved from God. There was a direct correlation when the people asked, why is this man blind? Who sinned, him or his parents? They believed that. And Jesus reached past all those boundaries that the religion had set up. But as Christianity aged, churches wanted to start to control access to God, to define the narrow road by their preferred rules, and once again, religion became a place of burden for people, rather than setting them free. Many now want to be the judge of who's going to heaven, who's going to hell. You can find churches that focus on that, rather than loving others as you want to be loved. So that's the narrow way, but it's a little different way to think of it, because the narrow way is a broad love. Wide is the path that leads us to not love. To love as broadly as God, to welcome as broadly as Jesus, is not something many people achieve. We try, but it truly is a narrow path that few can follow. The wide path is one of judgment and scorn, writing people off as unworthy or sinful, letting ourselves somehow think we are in and they are out. So the narrow path isn't about being strict with your behaviors or monitoring the behaviors of others, but obeying Jesus, who says, love others as you love yourself. And if we can do that, then all the other things that the laws and the prophets were trying to teach will fall into place. If we love others, we won't use them for our personal gain. When we love others, we'll care about their access to education and healthcare and food and shelter. When we love others, we'll want everyone to live a fulfilled life, a joyful life. And when we do that, suddenly all of our decisions matter. how we vote, how we purchase things, what companies our money supports, everything we do eventually impacts people, whether it's workers in other countries or the earth, my impact, creation. It's all connected. Wide is the path that doesn't consider others. Narrow is the path of love. So following the narrow path of love broadly, we produce good fruit. And when we understand that good fruit are all those things that love others, then we can be discerning about who we choose to follow in life. And we're discerning not so that we shame them or judge them, but just so that we know who we're yoking our loyalties with. Those vicious wolves dressed in sheep's clothing are all over the place. People that go to church regularly, wear their crosses, pray in public, and yet you see a path of destruction in their wake. People who harm others, people who don't act with love. You even hear some of these chastising those who are compassionate, those who are merciful. So let's remember to keep Jesus and his teachings in our sight. Following him, the path is narrow because not many people find it. But the love of God is broad. And let's not get those things confused. So let's be like Jesus. Amen.